Hello and welcome to day two of this Bible plan about the humility of God, Jesus' servanthood. Day two is about the servant who was promised. Few people have servants nowadays. Just imagine if we did have someone though, to cook, clean, garden, do our paperwork for us, and to mind our children for us. How great would that be? They would serve so that we don't have to. But God models for us a better way than getting others to slave away for us. Several hundred years before the Son of Man came down to earth, Isaiah reveals Jesus as God's servant. Unlike Israel, later in the chapter of today's verses, Jesus is the most perfect servant, better than the most effective robot servant of some futuristic fantasy. Jesus is a servant who opens the eyes of the humanly incurably blind. And who can do that but God alone? John reveals him as the Word through whom all things were made. Isaiah reveals him as filled with the Holy Spirit. To serve is to humble ourselves. Service is an exalted gift to possess, however. Conversely, to be served is to feel empowered. But to be served is a humbling experience. It's more blessed to give than to receive. God Almighty, how amazing that you, the creator of the universe, would choose to humble yourself to serve the likes of us, proud rebels against you. Please humble us in your love so that we may exalt you as you deserve. For your glory. Amen. Is service something you expect of others, or do you gladly serve others in love?